So raise your hand if you're receiving your first communion today. Okay, we've got a few of you, and some hesitancy. All right, so are you guys excited? Got kind of mixed reactions there. I'll ask that again. Are you guys excited? Yeah, there we go. Okay, so this is a very special and important day that you'll receive the body and blood of our Lord, and you'll have Jesus dwelling inside of you. And so it's a very important step on your journey of faith, and so I wanted to come down and just preach to you guys a little bit this morning. So let me know if you guys have shake your heads one way or the other if you've had this experience. Have you ever, like, been somewhere and you've seen someone, maybe a friend or just someone you know, and you think, I think I recognize that person, but I'm just not sure I do? You ever had that experience? Okay, maybe you have. So I'm new here, so I have that experience all the time. And so sometimes that can happen to us, and that's kind of what happens in our gospel. We have the last reading that we just read. We have these two disciples of Jesus that are walking on the way. They're walking to a town called Emmaus. And as they're walking, Jesus draws near to them, but they don't recognize him. Which is a little strange, don't you think? Yeah, it's a little strange because they were with him. They knew Jesus. You think they would have recognized him, but they didn't. And so Jesus asks them, what are you talking about? And they say, well, have you heard about this Jesus the Nazarene who died and we've heard about him not being in the tomb and all of these things. And then they don't recognize him until Jesus does two things, okay? So the first is that he opens the scriptures for them. Opens the scriptures. He talks about in the scriptures where he is. It's like the readings in the Bible. He goes through and explains where he is, where Jesus is prophesied. That's the first thing. And then the second thing is when Jesus breaks the bread. And that's when it says they really recognized him. So the scriptures and the breaking of the bread, okay? So for all of you guys at this Mass, right, doesn't that kind of sounds like Mass a little bit? What did we just do? We read the readings, right, that talk about Jesus, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament. And then in a little bit, you're going to receive your first Holy Communion at the altar. We'll break the bread. So in those two things, and they go together, that's when we see Jesus in our life. That's when we're able to recognize him at Mass. We recognize him at Mass, receive him, and then we also recognize him in other people, too. We can see him in others, in people that we know, people we meet, people who we need to help. So this is a very important step because it's going to help you to recognize and see our Lord. See our Lord who's very present in us. The second thing that I want to talk to you guys about is just, we heard in our second reading about reverence, okay? Reverence is like respect, okay? So when you guys come up to receive our Lord, you're going to do some things to show respect, right? You're going to bow, right, to myself and to the other person who's going to give you the precious blood. So you'll bow, and then you'll to receive our Lord, you can do it one of two ways. You can either stick your tongue out. It's the only time you can stick your tongue out at the priest. So you'll stick your tongue out to receive our Lord, or show me what you can do with your hands. You're like this, right? So everyone show that to me. Put one hand under the other like this. There you go, right? So what you're doing is Jesus is king. He's our Lord, and so we're making a throne with our hands. That's what you're doing when you do this. So those are the two ways that we receive our Lord. And then I'll say the body of Christ, and you'll all respond, amen, and then I'll hand you the body of Christ for you to receive. And so these are just ways that we show respect and reverence to our Lord. And we need to do that in our lives for Jesus, for others, because you're going to have Jesus inside of you. And in the body of Christ, we do as well. So we want to show that respect to other people. So, know I'll be praying for all of you guys on this very special day and as you continue forward. okay? Thanks for letting me preach to you a little bit. So as I mentioned to them, reverence is very important, right? We hear in 1 Peter, conduct yourselves with reverence during the time of your sojourning. So as we go on our journey, we want to show reverence. And reverence is really all about fear. And there's a couple different ways that we can look at fear. So we can have kind of a fear of consequences that we might have, right? So consequences that we might face for our actions. And this can be important for us too, because if we sin, that has consequences. If we do an act of virtue, that also has consequences. Has consequences for our actions and for where we might end up, right? The opportunity to either end up in heaven with God for all eternity, to maybe spend a little time purifying ourselves in purgatory, or that separation from God in hell as a result of the choices that we've made in this life. And so it's healthy for us to have that fear a little bit, because we want to care anxiously about our salvation, because all these things have consequences. But there's also another kind of fear, and this is the fear that reverence falls into a little bit more, which is the fear of the Lord. And fear of the Lord is really all about an awe or a wonder at God. We hear that fear of the Lord is the first stage of wisdom. Dietrich von Hildebrand, a philosopher of the 20th century, says that the fear of the Lord and reverence is that first stage of living a life of virtue. And the reason for that is because we're recognizing God's presence. We are aware that there is something bigger, there is something greater than ourselves, and that we need to react as a result of that. So whenever we come into a church, for example, a beautiful cathedral like this, where Jesus is present in the tabernacle, we have that sense of reverence. That's why we genuflect. That's why we bow, make the sign of the cross. It affects it affects how we might have silence in our prayer, because that silence also shows a sense of reverence, a sense of awe, a sense of wonder. Even how we dress, too, when we come to Mass, that also affects our sense of reverence and our disposition towards the Lord. So one of the things that we need to ask ourselves is, how are we showing that reverence to the Lord? Is that something we cultivate in our life? And it might be a very basic thing, but it's such an important first step that we really need to think about that and build that culture of reverence in our lives and pass it on to our children, to our grandchildren, so that way they're able to show that reverence for the Lord as well, so they can recognize the immensity, the awe that God has, that plan that God has for our life and all that we do. So as we approach our Eucharistic altar this morning, let us have that sense of reverence and cultivate that as we continue our faith journey in this life and carrying over into the next.